Chapter 22. We made it to the Elven lands without any more trouble. Shem and the rest of us were in good shape. Even Brenmar had loosened up. I spent most of my time hunting and fishing with Ben and Garrison when we weren't riding. They were good company, especially Ben. I was amazed at how much he had changed in a matter of months. A boy to a man. It almost made me feel ashamed of myself for some reason. But my sense of guilt and worry started to subside in the Elven lands. They were well protected and monitored, filled with wild animals of incredibly rare sorts. They said unicorns were seen from time to time, but the elves kept a close watch on such things, assuming, of course, they could find them. One thing was for sure, there wasn't much to do with evil, at least not that they knew of. The Elven lands weren't so different, just more lush and colorful. The water sparkled in the streams and ponds. There were roads, farms, and villages. And so long as you traveled with elves, or weren't suspicious, they didn't seem to notice you. Slighter in build than men, the elves didn't care to answer questions, and would just wave and offer smiles. Elves were pleasant, laid back, easygoing, at least in the country. It was the serious ones that kept things in order. And they were in the main city, Elam, which was right where we were going.
"What's that?"
Ben said, pointing ahead.
"That's Elam, Ben,"
I said. He squinted, held his hands over his eyes.
"Are those trees or buildings? They're touching the clouds, whatever they are."
"You'll see," I said.
"You'll see."
We were miles away, but the object in Ben's eyes, all our eyes, was miles long. Everyone was solemn. Bezog's face was tight. Sasha's eyes were saucers. Shem and Brenmar didn't look any different than they normally would, but I was sure Brenmar would have something contrary to say about it. We took our time, too, the horses clopping over the road at a normal pace. Things seemed to go much slower in the Elven woods. There wasn't a great deal of business about them. It was different, calm, serene.
"I don't think we're getting any closer, Dragon,"
Ben said.
"We'll get there when we get there, Ben,"
I said, raking my hair out of my face.
"Enjoy it. It's not the same thing going as it is coming."
Onward we went. 1 mile, then 2, 3, and 4. As we got closer, the city widened. Impossibly so. The trees that reached for the clouds weren't all trees, but a network of stonework. Cut blocks and polished stones that looked as natural as nature itself. There were no city walls, not like Quintuclan or steep mountain ridges like Morgdon. It was the imagination and cultivation of elvenkind and nature working as one. Fantastic. Almost magical.
"By the sultans,"
Sasha said.
"It's absolutely beautiful."
To you, maybe,
I heard Brenmar mutter under his beard. We made our way through one of the massive arches that led into the city. Elven soldiers were spaced throughout the structures, but hardly noticeable. The elves went about their business, trading, selling, buying, the same as other people, just talking in Elvish. The men were slender and purposed, the women elegant, pretty, even exotic in some cases. But not a one batted an eyelash at me, which was disappointing. But on the other side of things, they didn't gawk at my arms either.
"Dragon,"
Ben said, trying to look everywhere at once.
"This place is fantastic. Not anything I ever imagined."
It was true. The buildings were of all sorts and sizes, some carved from stone, others wood, soft mosses, blue, green, even yellow, coated many places like paint. And the roads were laid out in pale red stone, Children ran through the streets, darting in and out of wicker shops. Others chased after one another, filling the air with laughter and giggles here and there.
"Smells good,"
Ben said, rubbing his stomach.
"I've never had elven food before."
"Pah," Brenmar said. "You won't like the taste."
"I won't. Why not?"
Ben said.
"Well, do you like meat?"
"Sure, everybody does,"
Ben said.
"Don't they?"
"Well, their meat tastes like fruit and gardens, farm boy. And their ale tastes like honey. You like honey, boy?"
Ben said, scratching his head.
"Well?"
Ben rode up to me and said, "Brenmar scares me."
"Ho, ho, ho,"
Brenmar said from behind.
"Take it easy, Ben. Brenmar's set in his ways, you know. Does their meat really taste like vegetables?" "Don't worry, you'll like it,"
I said.
"I always do."
Well, I mostly did. The elves didn't eat much meat. Not much of any at all. As a matter of fact, they ate very little. That was one of the things that was different about Elom. There weren't taverns like the other cities. Whatever they needed, they just plucked it from the vines that cropped up everywhere. The elves nurtured. The plant life fed. I plucked a fruit from a vine we passed and tossed one to Ben and another to Garrison.
"Eat,"
I said.
"There's plenty."
Brenmar was scoffing in the back. I tossed him a fruit. He snatched it from the air, eyes filled with venom.
What's this for?"
Brenmar said.
"To eat,"
I said. "It won't kill you."
"Dwarves don't eat fruit. We eat beast. We eat stew."
He chucked it at one of the children. The light-headed boy snatched it with his hand, nodded, and took a bite out of it.
"Next time I'll toss him a rat to eat."
"Come,"
Basog said.
"I'll take us to the place of the meats."
The place of the meats was marvelous. A gathering space a mile long and a mile high. We weren't so unique there. Men and elves consulted. Halflings and gnomes appeared, shuffling by with smiles and intense conversations. Brenmar, arms folded over his breastplate, made it a point to scowl at each and every one of them. He took pride in being part of the tallest of the short races and didn't hesitate to make it known.
"Sit, everyone."
Basog took his place on a sofa carved in a tree with violet-covered moss cushions. Sasha sat close beside him.
"Sit, everyone,"
he said again.
"Relax. They won't be with us any time soon."
You can say that again,"
Brenmar said. Ben hopped from spot to spot, sampling the foods, tasting the drinks the elven servants laid out. Finally, he stretched out on a padded lounge and stuffed fruits and cheeses in his mouth.
"Sit,"
he said.
"How about live? This room is the most wondrous thing I've ever seen. I could live here."
He thumped his arms on his furniture.
"Right here, this spot. Never move again."
An elven maiden with pale violet hair and green eyes sauntered in with another tray. She was petite, pretty, eyes engaging. Ben choked, thumped his chest with his fist, took a drink.
Hello?
He managed to spit out.
My name's Ben.
She nodded and walked away.
"Ah,"
Ben said.
"Did you see that dragon? The way she looked at me? I think she likes me."
"I think you need to ease up on the elven fruit juice, Ben. It's pretty potent."
Sasha and Garrison chuckled along with me. Everyone else was quite serious.
"What?"
Ben said.
"I swear she liked me. She really did."
After an hour, everyone had settled in, chatting openly with one another. The elven juice often did that to you. Brenmar groaned when he took a seat.
"I'm sitting, but I swear I won't be comfortable."
He combed his beard with his fingers, grumbled,
"Better not be no pixies."
Now came the wait. The waits weren't so bad for the likes of me, Brenmar, Shum, or Basog, but to humans like Sasha, Ben, and Garrison, it could be agonizing. It was one of the reasons men didn't mingle with elves so much. Elven things took a long time. A simple meeting might not start for days, maybe weeks, unless you planned it out well in advance. In the case of us, our business was unexpected. There was no telling when they'd officially greet us. I took a chair near Bezog and Sasha, tried to enjoy the tunes of the elven bards who strummed and strolled along. I was uncomfortable, though. Waiting, which really wasn't much of an issue with dragons, made me think of my father. He always made me wait. Well, maybe not wait as much as dragon things, just taking a long time. But right now, I wouldn't mind waiting to see him again, as opposed to maybe never seeing him again at all. I set down my goblet of elven juice. I needed to focus.
"Thanks for bringing me here," Sasha said to Bezog. "I've always wanted to come."
Bezog sat with his arm on her knee, poised but not relaxed. I could feel the tension in him. I understood it. I could relate. But I had to wonder what he was thinking. I didn't know much about Bezog and his family. Sasha gently turned Bezog's chin with her fingers to face her.
"Why don't you go see them while we wait? I'm sure they miss you."
I saw a little fire ignite in Bezog's violet eyes, but that fire was met with Sasha's sweet determination.
"Good for her,"
I thought.
Perhaps,
Bezog said. The night came. The leaves on some of the trees glowed, and all the humans in our party fell asleep. The rest of us sat in the quiet, alone in our thoughts, contemplating the next step in the journey. Would the elves help, or would they shun our efforts? There was only one way to find out. Wait.